Christmas mini gratitude episode is part of our larger Thanksgiving special gratitude podcast. To watch or listen to the entire podcast, please watch for its release on Friday, November 25th on YouTube and all podcast platforms. We're grateful to have you as a listener and appreciate every time that you share or like this, as it helps others to find and learn more about the life-changing information and stories that are shared here. And the next question is, in a couple sentences, share with us your gratitude practice.
I was so not prepared for that.
Catching me off guard.
You asked for it.
I so did. I'm going to keep my mouth shut. I should have learned that a long time ago. Just don't talk. You'll be better off.
No, please don't.
Yeah, right. So I like this question a lot. So I've been doing this gratitude practice, and there's another prompt that I'll talk about where it started, but I've been doing this gratitude practice, particularly this one, for about 6 years now, 6.5, 7 years. And what I do is I do morning pages out of a book called The Artist's Way. She talks about doing 3 pages of stream of conscious writing. And the way I start the 3 pages is, and I have a very deep spiritual connection, and I call that God or higher power. I call it universe, right? So I start my morning pages every morning with, "Dear universe, I'm grateful for." And then I just write 3 pages. And I talk about the things in my life that I'm grateful for. And many times I repeat the same thing 14 times, right? I'm grateful for my car that I don't have. I'm grateful. And like, I'll just go down that road. But I have found that come hell or high water, if I'm happy, if I'm sad, if life's going well, if it's not going well, that gratitude practice, it anchors me. It anchors me to the beauty and truly the beauty of life. Even in the ugliest times, life is beautiful, and that gratitude practice anchors me to that.
I guess I do have a routine for sure. So in the morning, I incorporate it into my yoga routine, which is part of the meditation and just sitting in that essence of the feelings of gratitude. Sometimes it's harder than others just to find something to be grateful for in the present moment. And then I find that throughout the day, there's key moments that I'll have an awareness of, oh, and it's exciting. Oh my gosh, you know, I'll get lit up because I can see how what is currently happening is connected to this stream of gratitude and desire for change, whatever that might be. And then that kind of ignites, you know, throughout the day. So just little things that will be happening. And then at night, I love my nighttime routine. I won't get into all of it, but a part of that is to write down 5 things that I'm grateful for that happened that day. And really, again, for me, it's very emotionally connected. Draw those feelings into the heart space and fall asleep like that.
Yeah. So my routine of gratitude would be that I actually write down 3 gratitudes for that day at the end of my day. So around 9-10 o'clock at night, I'll write down 3 things that I'm grateful for. But throughout the day, I really try, and I've had to use a lot of meditation because my brain just constantly goes. And so to kind of quiet that and to kind of center that, I've had to use a lot of meditation to get into this practice. But in quiet moments during my day, like my students have nap time. So sometimes at nap time, I can just get into my head a little bit and just start to appreciate, whether it's for my students, whether it's for my staff, whether it's for myself, things that are going well. There are times where my students are playing where I can just feel so grateful that all of them are interacting with each other. There are quiet moments that I come home that I won't turn on the TV and I don't turn on music yet. And I can just kind of go and think, oh, wow, I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed to have this house. I'm so blessed to have my car. I'm so blessed for my animals. I'm so blessed for all of these things that are going right. And then, like I say, at the end of the day, then I write down three things, at least three things. Sometimes it's like, wow, today was, it was amazing. So I need to write down this and this and this and this, or I'll write, I'm grateful for my car and gas money and this, you know? And so I just kind of tailor onto it. But yeah, that's kind of how my daily practice of gratitude goes.
That's awesome. I like to start my day with my gratitudes, and it's like every morning is just such a new dawning on my life, and it gets me in a higher vibration. So I'm looking forward to things. And when I first started this gratitude practice, I think I wrote down more things I was thankful for, things, not now I am more grateful for connections and deeper meaning. So it's really been an evolution through the practice. And I encourage everybody to try it and get into that habit, chunk it with another habit you might have. So you get that. Really the only time that I don't write in my notebook, is when I'm out of routine, where I'm staying somewhere else or visiting someone. But it's just a nice, peaceful way to start my day.
I'm here to be the voice for those of your listeners who are inconsistent and erratic in their practices. I've had different gratitude practices over time. I think it's similar for me to my mindfulness practice, which is more like integrated into my life versus I sit for 10 minutes or I, whatever. So I want to say I was originally encouraged to start a gratitude list quite a few years ago, I think 7 or 8 years ago. And I believe the reason that was encouraged was that I didn't realize, I didn't realize till this past year how much anxiety has played a role in my life. But intrusive thoughts and repeating thoughts can really get a hold of you, and usually they're negative. And also ambivalence has played a big role in my life. Like this kind of like, what do you want? I don't know kind of thing. And so that's not this podcast, but I believe originally I was encouraged to start focusing on gratitude by writing 5 things down at night, right? So there have been times when I have written things down at night, the 5 things down at night. In some ways it feels a little bit rote to me, but it is a good focus. The most recent practice that I did over the past quite a few months, and it's a little bit slipped at the moment too, but I started journaling in the morning, and I would have categories in the journal, and one was my intention for the day and one was my gratitude for the day. And that gratitude, writing that at the beginning of the day, was always lovely. It's a lovely thing to do and something I think I'm going to bring back in. You guys are all inspiring me to bring in a little more conscious practice of gratitude. The other way I practice it is if I'm in an interaction with someone and it's been difficult, or I've had a lot of relationship challenges over the past year. If we've had a difficult conversation, I bring in like, let's take turns sharing things we appreciate, and bringing in gratitude that way. It does generate connection. I didn't think of it until Rahul said that, but what it does is shifts the mindset because it gives a bigger view. It opens the landscape instead of that tunnel vision of what you're stuck in. The gratitude broadens the landscape and
in the landscape, there is so much more than that one thing you're focusing on with the tunnel vision. And so those are some of the ways I practice gratitude.
That's awesome. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for watching this mini episode of our special gratitude podcast. Please consider sharing this with the people you are grateful for. Every like and share helps us to spread love, light, and gratitude all around the world. And make sure and check out the full-length episode for all of the other amazing stories and insights that are shared. Have a beautiful day.